doing, and you hear all the animals starting to make noise. You say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's
well on time to
feed the cattle.
Okay.
To get them to pasture, what would you do with cows?
To get them to pasture? Take them out in the thing.
All right, is there anything you can do vocally?
Call them.
Okay. How do you call a cow, you know?
A cow, I wouldn't know. I know you call pig by Stewie.
Okay. Okay. What about making them stand still during milking? You know what you do then?
You hang on to them with harness. You tie them.
Okay. What about calling a calf or mules? What do you say to a mule or a horse to make them go left and right?
You don't say anything, then they can't. You hit them when you pull up on them.
Okay. What do you say to a horse to get him to go faster?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And if you want to make him stop, what do you say? When you're feeding a pig, what do you say? And what about sheep? You get them into the pasture, don't they name them? Calling them? What about chickens? Do you feed them? Good as you want.
Yeah.
You want to get the horses ready to go somewhere? You say, I want to. The horses.
Want to go to
the plow? Yeah, if you're going to get ready for plowing, let's say. I want to. What the horses?
Okay.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
The
rein. Okay. And suppose you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
A whip.
What do you guide him with? The little things that are attached to him, the lines, or whatever.
Oh, the reins are attached.
Reins too, okay. What do you put your feet on in when you're getting ready to ride? And if you got two horses, the horse on the left is called what? If you have two horses, they're pulling
something.
Okay. You know, okay. That's all the video voice I
learned.
I learned all kinds of useful tidbits of nothing in this thing.
You're learning questions
about
nothing things?
I think what the thing is, like, I've been asking my roommate, and I was like, what would you call it? What would you call something, or what's the word you got, the couch of?
Well, you know, there's always, you understand the difficulty in making up a survey or a question that could be asked of people within a 10 or 12 state area, and trying to ask questions that will take urban people and, you know, things that we talked about Birmingham, some people would have no responses to them. Some of the things about farm, you obviously didn't know. I was raised in a city, and I mean, I don't know how any of these things. But it's difficult. There's always going to be some places in here where, you know, you feel like...
You don't know anything.
Like it's really weird, but hopefully it's not too painful. If something's not right near at hand, you might say it's just a little over. Okay, but a little over. What else might have between?
I might say it's
out of my reach.
All right, you might say that so-and-so lives
over yonder.
Okay, well, is that
what you're saying?
Just over there.
Okay. If you've been traveling and have not finished your trip, you might say that you had a, you might say, I've got a before dark.
Are you home for that?
But you're on a trip, you're on a journey, and you're saying that you're not quite made it there. You might say, I've got a to go before dark.
I've got a long way to go for you.
Okay. If something is common and you don't have to look at it, look for any special place, you might say that you can find that just about.
Mm-hmm.
You slipped on the ice and fell. Okay, if you slipped on the ice and fell this way.
Back.
Or you would say?
I fell backwards.
Okay. And if you fell this way?
Fell forward, fell backwards. I fell forward and I fell backwards.